All right, we'll move along to UCLA coach Ben Howland and the Bruins host USC on Wednesday. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
What player was he talking about there? I just caught the end of it. Who was he talking about?
All your players.
With the last player there.
I missed the question.
Okay.
Ryan.
No big deal. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
Dave. Thanks.
Yep.
To ask a question, press star 1. There are no questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
We have a question from Bud Withers.
Ben, you still there?
Yeah, Bud.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
The question has come up on a blog, I guess, down there about you've been more successful in weeknight games than weekend games. Kind of an odd breakdown, but I just wondered, did you make any heads or tails of that, or
I think what they spoke to is Thursday nights. In other words, we're the only major conference in the country, BCS conference, that plays Thursday, Saturdays, every game, essentially. You know, once in a while there'll be a Wednesday or a Sunday, but essentially almost every game is Thursday, Saturday. So there's just much more time to prepare for your first game of the week. If you go look at the Big East, the SEC, or the Big Ten, or the ACC, very rarely are they playing games the way we do in this conference. And the biggest reason why this conference did that so many years is because of travel. Well, now with the advent of the ability to charter, which some of our teams in this league have a competitive advantage because they're doing that, notably Oregon, Arizona, Colorado. I think it's more feasible to play games during midweek that would probably make games better overall for everybody because you have more preparation time. It's just all about prep time. We played 4 weekends in a row, Thursday night and then Saturday afternoon, and that's more like an NBA schedule than it is most college schedules.
At the same time, though, if that's the case for everybody, there would be no competitive advantage on Saturday, though, right?
Well, you know what? I guess it's just all how you prepare for games. I mean, I just think when we have 2 or more days to prepare for a game, we have a better advantage to be ready.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Jeff Verrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Good morning, Ben. Oregon obviously has opened up a little gap between themselves and you guys in Arizona, the two teams expected to be up there with them. Do you sit there and you don't get to play them again? Do you sit there and root for the rest of the league to take them down? And do you think that this weekend's games for them down here in the Bay Area?
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know who they're playing.
They're playing at Stanford and at Cal.
Yeah, I had no idea. All I'm focused on is UCLA. I mean, we can only control what we can control, and you can't worry about anything else. And we're just trying to get a win tomorrow night against our rivals, and that's all we can focus
Understood.
On.
Understood. Do you think this weekend could be challenging for them coming down to the Bay Area?
I think every game is challenging. Every game is tough. And they're in first place, so people will be extra excited to play them because they're undefeated. So everybody wants to be the first one to knock them off. And so I'm sure. And they're doing a great job. Dana's done a fantastic job. Their seniors are playing great. Woods and Singler and the number 31. Everyone for them is doing a fantastic job. So give them credit. They're outstanding. They deserve to be in the top 10. I was really excited to see that the Pac-12 had 2 top 10 teams yesterday.
Great. Thank you, Ben.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey there. Has it been harder to get into a rhythm this year because of the schedule, because of playing on Sundays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays?
No, I would prefer to play with more time in between each game, Percy. So if we could play Wednesday, Saturday, or Thursday, Sunday. I think that would be better. Just personally, I can't speak for the rest of anybody of the other coaches. I just like more time between games.
Okay. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
Ben Nozo, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.